Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the continuation of our sugya about Melach Amarmar Einli Ela Kometz Minan Rabot Talavona. In the middle of the Amud, we said that we're quoting the Braita that says we only know so far that the Kometz needs Melach. How do I know to extend it to Levona? The answer the Braita gave is that it comes in the same kli. But we already included the Levona by dint of it being something which has other things coming with it. In this case, the Eitzim. So Hachi Kamar, this is what is the background of it. Ema, I should have interpreted the pasuk as follows. The word korban is a klal. Mincha is a prat. What's the rule of klal uprat? Klal uprat, ema klal elamashav prat, which means mincha in midi achrin elo, meaning only the komets. Hadamar al kol korbancha, so then the end of the pasuk says al kol korbancha chazar v'chalal. Now I have a klal upratu klal. Yatan elikat prat, and now I use the prat to guide the klal. Ma prat mefura shachrin bain chovala. What do we know about the Kometz? It's other things come for it, meaning the Eitzim. There we go. What are the other things that come for the Mincha? Eitzim. So, Afkol Eitzim. Therefore, anything that's burned that has Eitzim coming to support it are included. So, now that's fine. But now, Ema, why don't I limit it more? Why don't I say that the Kometz, what is the other thing that comes? And it was discount Eitzim as being significant, and say it's the Levona that comes with it. And why don't I say that I'll include Dam that requires Malach because Nesachim come with it? The answer is Nesachim Bahadi Emurin Hudaatu. In other words, Acherin Ba'in Chovala could be interpreted as anything else comes to support it, that's the Eitzim, or anything else that comes to accompany it. In that case, the Levona accompanies the Kometz, and the Nesachim accompany the Dam. So the answer to that, just briefly, is Nesachim Bahadi Emurin Dehudaatu. The Nesachim don't come with the Dam, they come with the Emurin. My time, because the image is Achila Ushtiya. The Mizbeach eats and the Mizbeach drinks. Adarabah, Kapara V'Simcha. Adarabah, we should have the Nesachim be viewed as coming with the Dam, because you have Kapara and then rejoicing. So Ella, so that won't work. Levona Ba'ima B'Kli Achad. The answer is that it's because the Levona comes in one Kli with it. Nesachim ain't ba'in b'kli achad. Nesachim do not come in one kli with the dam. Haval eitzim ki echem ikasher b'hu mincha, hachem ikasher b'hu kulu korbanot. But eitzim, on the other hand, are there necessary for all korbanot, and therefore the ribui must be to include anything that has eitzim for it. Ve'im ama pardon for hashachim ba'in l'chobaba umateret. Why don't I limit it a little more and say, take a look at the Kometz. What is its special feature? The other things come for it, that's the eitzim, and it's matir. And therefore, what will that include? It will then extend to Levona, which comes with the Bazichin, for in the Bazichin, that's Matir the Lachem Aponim. But it won't include anything else, because other things that go on in Mizbeach usually are not Matir other things. They're usually the things that are being Matir. The answer is, since we also needed the Drasha, Mi'al Min Chatecha V'lo Mi'al Damcha, to exclude Dam, therefore, that proves to me that I would have originally inferred it in the single, more broad understanding, that just as the Eitzim come for the Kometz, so anything the Eitzim come for is included. That might have included Dam broadly, and therefore I have Me'al Minchatecha V'lo Me'al Damcha, which we're going to look at right now. Ve'ema Me'al Minchatecha V'lo Me'al Evarecha. Why do I learn it that way? Why don't I learn that Me'al Minchatecha is excluding Evarim? So Mistabra, Evarim Havelibu, the answer is Evarim are more similar to a Mincha, because Shekain, and there was a Siman here, Acherim Bain Chovala Kamota, Evarim, just like the Kometz, has other things coming, that's the Eitzim. Ishim Kamota, they're both burned. Bachutz Kamota, there are also things that are done only on the outside, in the Azara. Notar Kamota, Notar applies to them. None of these things are true about Dam. Tum'a Kamota, they could become Tameh. Mi'ila Kamota, Mi'ila applies. There's no Mi'ila B'Dam. And Adara, Adra, and that's those things. And by the way, Tosfot points out that they didn't do the Aleph of the Siman. It says, Ochlin, take a look at the Tosfot there. Alright. Adarabah. So we argue back and say, no, Dam Havadarabui. Dam is actually more similar. Shkein Matir Kamota, Dam, like the Mincha, is a Matir. Also, if you wait too long to put it up, it's pasul. Evarim can go up later that evening. The answer is Hanach Levishan, yeah, but there's far more similarities between Evarim and Mincha than between Dam and Mincha. Okay, now continuing on in the analysis of the Braita, Amar Shomani Afilu Eitzim Medam Shnikru Korban, I might have included Eitzim. And Dam, because they're called Korban, Man Shamat Le Damar Eitzim Ikru Korban. Who's the Tana who picks on the idea that Eitzim are called a Korban? Rebbe. The Rebbe, Bayabau Melach. Actually, Rebbe, who's the only one who thinks Eitzim are called a Korban, really says that Eitzim do need Melach, which means our Braita can't work. Tanya Korban Malamej Advin Eitzim. The fact that it says Korban in our Pasuk says that I can voluntarily donate Eitzim, besides the regular obligations that different families have, as listed in Masachat Tanit. The Chama Shnei Gizrin. What's the amount that if I just say Eitzim, it means two boards. The Pasuk in Nehemiah that I referred to in the last podcast, that we refer to the donation of Eitzim as Korban, and because it's in the plural, there has to be at least two. Now, Rebbe Amar, Rebbe takes it further. It says, Eitzim Korban Minchahen. They're like a Mincha. Utu'unin Melach. If Melach, Dun Hagashad, if you want to quote to those in his Beach. If you have a Rabbi, Divya Rebbe, Eitzim Tu'unin Kmitza. He says they even need Kmitza. You have to peel a little bit of the wood off and throw it on the fire. A popular Divya Rebbe, Eitzim Shechin Eitzim. They need other Eitzim to burn them. In other words, they can't be the source Eitzim, because they're really an offering. So the only kind of Eitzim we could be talking about here would be Eitzim that are called a Korban, are Eitzim that are donated to be put on the Mizbeach, not Eitzim that are used for the fire, the essential fire. So therefore, Sami Mikan Eitzim. Therefore, take Eitzim out of the Braita. Eitzim doesn't belong in the Braita, because according to Rebbe, it can't be in the Braita because it needs Melach. According to everybody else, it's not called a Korban. Well, Akrali Mutemai, so what's the Pasuk coming to eliminate when it calls it Korban, Mincha? Ilimute Dam, Mial Mincha Tachanavka. We have another Pasuk that eliminates Dam. So, Afik Eitzim Ayal Nesachim. The answer is Nesachim should be in there. It's missing. It should be in there as excluded. Datanya, Aval Hayayin Vadam Vaitzimak Toret, Ein Tu'unin Melach. We have a Braita that says Yayin, there's your Nesachim, and Dam and Eitzimak Toret don't need Melach. Now, the problem is, who's the author of that statement? Mani, E Rebbe Kasha Eitzim, because Rebbe said Eitzim do need. E Rabbanan Kasha Ktoret, because the Rabbanan in the Braita we just saw said Ktoret needs Melach. So the answer is Haitanahu. We have another Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochum and Baruch Omer. Ma'apran Furash Tavarshim Mekabel Tuma Ve'olele Ishim Ve'eshnom Mizbeach Chitzoni. He has three criteria for the Mincha that he picks on. One is it's Mekabel Tuma. It's food. Second of all, it goes on the fire. And third of all, it only exists outside. So therefore, Avkolabar Mekabel Tuma Ve'olele Ishim Ve'eshnom Mizbeach Chitzoni are included. So what's excluded? Yatsu Eitzim. Eitzim are out. Why? She'ein Mekabelin Tuma. Eitzim not Mekabel Tuma. They're just pieces of wood. Yatzu dam v'yayin, they're out because she'enolim la'ishim, they're not burned. As haktoret, she'enol mizbeach yitzon, it's not on the outside mizbeach, it's on the inside mizbeach. Good. Elatam adem'ate kral l'dam. So the only reason that I don't include dam is because I have a pasuk me'al minchatecha v'lo me'al damcha. Havachi avimene dam libi melach. I would have actually put salt on the blood. Kevin malchi nafik le'metorat dam. Once I salted, it's not dam anymore. If you cook dam and then you eat it, you're not chayiv for eating dam. It's not called dam anymore. If you salt it, it's not dam anymore. Rabbi Yehuda didei amar, he himself added one other thing, which is a side thing. If you burn up, if you fry evarim before putting on his beach, that's not reach nichoach, because it has to emanate from the fire on the mizbeach first. All right, but our point is about the dam. Ma'u detema mishtema mashu lemitzvah ba'alma. Maybe I should just throw a pinch of salt in just for the mitzvah of salt. It wouldn't change it from being dam. Kamash malan, there's no salt on dam. Gufam rezi ramachanina. Let's take a brief look at this issue of dam. Dam shmishlo no veralav. Yativ rava kamar la hashmata. Rava quoted this. Yativ abaya. Abaya challenged this and said, hikpayat adam v'yachlo, if you congeal dam and then ate it, o shehim chata chelev, o you melted fat and ate it, chayav. So lokasha kanshik paba or kanshik paba chama. If you congealed it by putting it in the fire, then you're patur. But if you did it in the sun, then you're chayav. Why? Ba'ur lo hadar, because it'll never go back to its original state. Bachama hadar, but if it's in the sun, then it will go. Bachama nami leimahol v'idchi idchi. But even in the sun, why don't we say once it's not dam anymore, just because it may come back to be dam, it's already out, and we don't talk about restoration. He asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Dam shekarash v'achlo. If dam became all frozen, you ate it. Mahu? Once it was not dam, when it was frozen. Now that it melted, it's out. So the answer is Ishtik. Ravu is silent to that. Amarle, Dilma Vade Kan Machatot Achitsoniot, Kan Machatot Pimiot. Maybe the answer to that is it depends which dam it is. If it's dam of the inside Mizbeach or the outside Mizbeach, why? Radachatan Milta. And we'll see why that is. His Rava says, you reminded me of something that Rav Chista, my father-in-law, taught me, Dam Shekarash Bechata'ot V'achalo. If you have Dam Chata'ot and it became frozen and then you ate it, Chayav. Why? The Torah just says you have to put the Dam on the Mizbeach. Just because it's frozen or hard doesn't mean you can't take it and put it on the Mizbeach. But Bechata'ot HaPimiot V'achalo, but if you had Dam of the Chata'ot Pimiot and you ate it that was frozen, Patur, why? Because V'taval V'hizam Rachmana. There the Torah says you have to dip in and spritz it, you can't neither dip in or spritz if it's all congealed. All right? So therefore, that might be the answer to the problem about the frozen dam. Rava Didema, Rava, by the way, says, even though that's what Rav Chista said, I say differently. Even if it was chatot pimiot dam that got frozen, you ate it, you're chayav, because the same dam outside would be fit dam. Rapapa Hilkach, so he extends it, so something of reductive. Hilkach dam chamor shekarash v'achalo chayav will connect the roi chatot tachitzoniot. So if you have dam of a non kosher animal that becomes frozen, you're still chayav because it is the sort of thing that on the outside, if it were the different kind of dam, it's the sort of thing that if it were the proper kind of dam, then it would be fit. Rav Gidolmer Ze'iri, Dam ben Lach ben Yavesh Chotzeitz. One final thing about Dam. Whether Dam is wet or dry, it is a chatzitza for the mikvah. Meitav Adam Vajod Vash Vachalav, these four liquids, Yaveshin Chotzin, if they're dry, they're Chotzeitz. But Lachin and Anachotzin, if they're wet, they're not Chotzeitz. So Lokash Adasari Chadal Asarich. If it's a little bit congealed, then it is Chotzeitz, even if it's considered wet. But if it's totally flowing, then it really is not Chotzeitz. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we're going to pick it up in the last installment of this series, taking us to the next Mishnah, continuing with the discussion of the mitzvah of Melichat HaKorbanot. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.